Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abe. You're on the heavy stuff today, eh?
Jean-Jacques, we can't run away from it. And as a father, I find myself torn. I don't know how to answer it because it's a heavy one.
It is. It certainly is. Interestingly, you know, just at the weekend finished reading John Grisham's first book, A Time to Kill, about a father who actually kills somebody who rapes his child. And that's what the case is about. It's a fascinating book. It didn't really make it until he'd written the second one, The Firm, and then that rode on the back of it. But a fascinating, and of course, it comes with the interracial stories in the south of the United States at the time. Wow, fascinating issue.
Most definitely.
And a heartbreaking one too, eh?
Very heartbreaking, I would imagine, Jean-Jacques. Jean-Jacques, let's continue talking about South Sudan. Any sign of positive news coming out of there?
Well, you know, it should be because they signed this final power sharing and peace deal, Riek Machar and Salva Kiir. Last time, of course, it didn't last in 2015, and many other deals have broken. But this one is not vastly different at all. In fact, analysts are saying, you know, there's very little big difference, but they have five vice presidents, one of whom is a woman, and both of them spoke. Riek Machar saying that IGAD, the regional grouping which had much to do with this, must focus on the implementation. So interesting that. We did have Yoweri Museveni, who was part of the broken deal, and of course the deal itself was signed in Khartoum, where Omar al-Bashir was seen as the sort of major broker. But it's so interesting because South Sudan, on its knees at the moment, tens of thousands dead in the five-year civil war, and millions displaced, is the oil-rich part of Sudan. So Omar al-Bashir wants the oil to come through Sudan. It pumps it up to Port Sudan and out to the world. He wants things to return to normal. You know, there's so much at stake. But you wanted a good news start. I think this is a good news start, but it is one of those good news but hold your thumb stories.
Heesh, I'm holding. And you're talking about plans there to mine the dunes in Senegal.
Remember, I covered the story of planning to mine the dunes up in northern Natal and how controversial that was. In Senegal, which you have the Casamance region, which is a secessionist one, they really are up in arms about it. This company, Astron, has been given the rights to mine it. They're saying that it'll be low impact mining, and they're checking it all properly. They're looking for zircon. This is a mineral that is used in making imitation diamonds and is used in the mobile phone industry. So it should make a lot of money for Senegal, and that is obviously what the government is thinking about. But there's local problems, and the local people are saying mining the dunes are going to kill the fish life and going to kill the marine life, that the environmental impact is just too much. So it's one of those things the government has to look at very, very carefully. Not that easy simply to go in, make the money and get out again, eh?
The DRC once again, Moise Katumbi, has gone back to Belgium, but he says he's coming back.
Yes, he came to South Africa, of course. Look, he went to Belgium, when was it, 3 years ago, or two, in 16, in self-imposed exile. This is the truck magnate, football magnate, former governor of Katanga. Hell of a record he has. And, you know, he wanted to come back in the same week, of course, as Jean-Pierre Bemba came back. And when one confronts him with this issue, you know, what about Bemba? He says, look, he's not even competition for me. My record as governor and so on shows that I will be the best president this country can have. Of course, we've got to hope that the sitting president, the incumbent, is not going to try and run again, Joseph Kabila. But they've now blocked him. He went from South Africa. He was going to take a private plane and take the flight in. They said, you won't even get here. We'll turn it around. So he went, tried to get through the land border from Zambia. that they blocked again. So now it seems that he's back in Belgium. That's where he went into exile, and says, I'm not giving up. He's got to register within some days for the vote. So if he overstretches that, what's going to happen? He'll have a legal battle on his hands. But he says he's absolutely determined to go back to fight that election. And remember that he has a 3-year sentence for corruption that was handed down in absentia while he was away. He says he'll risk that, the possibility of going to jail. But he's got to fight the election. So interesting, eh?
Home is home. It doesn't matter where you go. You always got to come back home, Jean-Jacques. Well, monsieur, merci beaucoup. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.